God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Revelation. I'm blessed that you're joining me today to learn the Word of God, because it's the truth that will set us free. Well, before we begin the teaching today, I'd like to just take a moment to say thank you to all of you who've written in to tell me how much of a blessing this program has been to you. I receive emails all the time from people all over telling me how God is working through the ministry of Revelation, through our media ministry, so that their lives can be touched and transformed. And I want you to know, dear friend, that it's my heart's desire that the Holy Spirit will minister to you through each and every one of these broadcasts. I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God will give you a new revelation of His truth so that your life will be changed. I'm praying that your burdens will be lifted and that the shackles will be removed from your feet so that you can walk in the liberty and freedom that God has designed for you. You know, the only way that we can truly walk in freedom is when we walk in accordance with the will and the Word of God. And that's the lesson that we're learning right now in our teaching series called Follow. Last week, we began a lesson called A Clear Path to Follow. We're talking about the Word of God shining a light upon our feet so that we can know the direction God has called us to walk upon. You'll remember that we began last week's lesson talking about a parable that Jesus told of two men. There were two foundations they built on. One was a wise man, and he built upon the solid rock. Another was a foolish man. He built upon the sand. And of course, they had two very different outcomes. Both of them faced storms and tests. Both of them were buffeted by wind and by rain and by floods. But the wise man who built on the solid rock was able to endure the storm, while the foolish man who built upon the sand saw everything he'd worked to build collapse and crumble. And this, of course, is a picture to us of people who follow Jesus Christ and those who don't. The wise man is the man who builds his life upon the Word of God, who not only hears it, but obeys it. And if that's your life, I can guarantee you, you're going to stand firm through the storms of life. The foolish man, the Bible says, is someone who heard the word. He might have even been a churchgoer. He might have even claimed to be a Christian. But even though he heard the truth, he did not obey it. He did not build his life upon it. He built his life on so many other false foundations. And when the storms of life came, his life was unable to endure those difficult times. It's my prayer today that as we continue this lesson, A Clear Path to Follow, that the Holy Spirit will convict you of any area in your life where you're disobeying God, and that you will get a revelation today of the Word of God and how important it is that we build our life upon it, that we listen to it, and that we obey it. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes and give you new revelation today from His Word in Jesus' name. Friend, God's goal for you is not for you to be dependent on man in a prayer camp. God's goal is for you to listen to His voice and follow Him. God's goal is to equip you so that you can grow and fight and overcome with faith through the Word of God. If you believe it, say amen. The same thing is true with prophecy. I believe in prophecy. I believe there are prophets anointed and called by God in the church. We have them in my church, and I thank God for their ministry. I believe God speaks through prophets, but I want to warn all of us today, because I believe that we should not be dependent upon prophets, but we should learn to hear God's voice for ourselves. That's why the text for today, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, they listen to me, and they follow me." If all you are listening to is a prophet, you're not a follower of Jesus Christ. If you're relying on others to hear from God for you, then you are not following Christ yourself. And that brings us to the second false foundation that is evident in many lives. That is other people's opinions. You may read philosophy or theology or any other topic, but it's not the same as the Word of God. Psalms 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked." See, friends, Jesus did not say, "My sheep listen to Oprah and find out how to live life." He did not say, "My sheep get advice from TV and radio and find out the path to follow." He did not say, "Build your life on the best advice from the world's experts and you will stand firm." He did not say, "Build your life on the cute sayings you find on Facebook." No, not at all. Some of us spend more time watching TV and movies than we do reading God's Word. You get your theology from a Nigerian movie. You believe all kinds of things because you saw it on a film show. You saw a woman become a snake, and you believe that more than you believe the Bible. Friend, you will end up in error if you follow that route. There may be some truth in what experts tell you, but there is also a lot of error. And mixing truth with error still ends up with error. Once there was a woman named Eunice in the market who complained to her friend selling next to her, named Mama Charlie, about her husband. They had a small quarrel and she came to complain to Mama Charlie. Then Mama Charlie started asking her questions. "What does he give you each month?" When Eunice told Mama Charlie, oh, she was surprised. "Is that all?" And so day by day, Eunice would complain and Mama Charlie would sympathize with her. The more Eunice complained, the worse the problem became in their marital home. Mama Charlie started advising Eunice to leave her husband. And finally, the marriage collapsed and the couple was divorced. A few weeks later, Eunice noticed that Mama Charlie was not coming to the market again. A few days went by and Mama Charlie didn't come to sell. So Eunice started asking of Mama Charlie, "Oh, didn't you hear?" the other seller said. "She has recently met a wonderful man and they have now wedded. She has packed his house and she won't come back to sell here again." Suddenly the other sellers started shouting, "That's her! There she is now! She's even driving past right now with her new husband! Look! There she is!" But when Eunice looked, she got the shock of her life. For there was Mama Charlie riding in a car with Eunice's former husband. All Eunice could do was sit and stare as she realized that Mama Charlie had stolen her man. All the advice Mama Charlie gave her was simply a trick to spoil the marriage so she could take the man for herself. Friends, other people's opinions are a false foundation to build upon. When you build your life on other people's advice, it's sinking sand. Psalm 1:1 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked." Even for what you hear from the pulpit must be compared to the Word of God. Don't just accept something because a respected pastor or bishop said it. Everything I say on Revelation TV must be examined in light of the Word of God. That's one reason I give you the opportunity on our website to look up and to see the outline for this teaching. You've got to go to www.revrcw.com and see for yourself. The scriptures are there. The points are there. For we want you to get into the Word of God yourself. Avoid the false foundation of the devil's lies. Avoid the false foundation of others' opinions. And friend, that brings us to the third false foundation, your own thoughts. You see, not every thought that comes into your mind is truth. Not every thought that comes into your mind has been given to you by God. Every thought that you think, every thought that enters your mind must be submitted to the Word of God. Isaiah 55 tells us, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are greater than your ways. As the heavens are above the earth, so my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." Last year, when I went on annual leave, I went back to the United States, and for the first time in my life, I had the opportunity to use a GPS. A GPS is a global positioning satellite. It's a small computer-like box that sits in your car. When you type in the direction where you want to go, the location where you want to end up, it will give you directions. But the first time I used the global positioning satellite, I told the computer where I wanted to go, and it began giving me directions. And I thought to myself, hey, that cannot be right. This GPS is not correct. So I ignored what it told me and drove on my own, thinking I could find my own way. Do you know what happened? I got lost, and eventually I had to come back to the GPS and take directions. And so many of us are like that with God's Word. We read it and we say, but this can't be correct. This isn't true. I'll choose my own way. Friend, the fact is there is only one foundation to build your life upon. Every decision, every belief, every thought, and every action of your life must align with the Word of God. For a follower of Jesus Christ builds his life on the Word of God alone. The second thing we can see from this parable is that there are only two fellows in this parable. There's the fellow who was obedient to the Word of God and was wise, and the fellow who was disobedient to the Word of God and was foolish. The interesting thing is the Bible says that both of these men heard the Word of God. In verse 34, it says, they both heard them, but only one person practiced the Word of God. Only one person did what it said. Listen to verse 26. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. You see, both men in this story, the wise man and the foolish, both heard the Word of God. Both must have gone to church. Maybe they both read their Bible. Maybe both of them could quote Scripture and tell you Bible stories. But that was the only thing similar between them. For you see, the wise man not only hears God's Word, he obeys. Luke 11:28 says, "Even more blessed are all who hear the Word of God and put it into practice." Here's another powerful passage from the Bible about doing and not just hearing God's Word. It's found in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. But don't just listen to God's Word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the Word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Amen and amen. A few weeks ago, when we began this series, I talked about the difference between a fan and a follower. We see this division once again this week. A fan hears God's Word. A fan may attend conferences and seminars. He may listen to preaching on the radio and may enjoy reading Christian books. A fan may even memorize Bible verses. But while a fan hears God's Word, he fails to do anything about it. He simply sees it as some kind of inspiration to motivate him to achieve his goals rather than a command to keep. A fan likes to hear messages about steps to prosperity or how to use God's Word for promotion or how to harness the power of God so you can get ahead. But a fan doesn't ever obey. He chooses those places in the Bible that he likes and leaves out all the rest. He claims all the good promises, but cuts out the requirements. A few years back, I bought a bicycle for one of my children. It required a little bit of assembly. I had to put on the handlebars and attach the tires and the light and a few other things. Fortunately, the bicycle came with a set of printed instructions. But unfortunately, I wasn't interested in following the instructions. I glanced at them a bit, and then I looked at the picture, and I said, oh, I can do this on my own. I don't need to follow the directions. I didn't want to waste my time reading the instructions. So I started out. There was only one problem. I couldn't do it. I tried and tried, but no matter what I did, it just didn't work. It was only when I went back to read the instructions that I knew what to do. And so it is with life. God has given us the Word of God to direct us. He's given us a clear path to follow. But most of us take His Word too casually. We only glance at it now and then, or we use it as a decoration on the table in our parlor. We don't base our decisions on God's Word. But God is not looking for people who will simply hear His Word and quote it. God is not looking for people who will simply hear His Word and teach it. God is not looking for people who will hear His Word and memorize it. God is looking for people who will hear His word and do it. We have more churches today in Ghana than ever before. We have more men of God today in Ghana than ever before. We have more Bibles and Bible schools today in Ghana than ever before. There are more people preaching on TV and radio today in Ghana than ever before. But we are no more obedient to God's word than we were 20 years ago. We hear, but we don't do. And that's exactly what Jesus said about the foolish man. The foolish man hears and does nothing. It goes in one ear and out the other. But a follower of Jesus Christ obeys the word of God. There are only two foundations, there are only two fellows, and in this parable, there are only two futures, those that live with Christ and last, and those that don't. Matthew 5:18, the Bible says, "I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not even the smallest detail of God's law will disappear until His purpose is achieved." And friends, I believe when we build our lives on the Word of God, then we're building a life that will last and will endure. Jesus taught us in this parable that the man who built his life on the Word of God had a house that no matter the storms that came against it, that house stood firm. But the one who didn't listen to God's Word and didn't obey it, his house collapsed. And so I want to ask you today, are you building your life on the foundation of God's Word? If you are, your life will last not only here, but for eternity. But if you're not building your life on the Word of God, your life will crumble and collapse. Let me tell you a story that will help to illustrate the importance of following God's Word. One time there was a mighty warship that was out on the ocean late at night. The captain stood on the deck of the ship and looked out across the sea. He saw in the distance a light that was coming towards him. It looked as if that light was a ship coming in his direction. And so he called his assistant and said, "Send a signal to that other ship coming in our direction that they should move to the south or we will hit them." Well, to his surprise, after the message was sent, a message came back through the signals that said, "No, you must move to the north." Well, the captain of the ship became very angry. He told his assistant to send a message back to them saying, "I am a captain. I command a mighty warship, and we are coming directly at you, and we will hit you unless you move to the south." They waited for the answer, and the reply came back through the signals. As they were closer and closer, they were surprised to hear this response, and it was this. The response came back saying, "I am just a simple seaman. I am not moving. You must move your ship to the north to avoid hitting me." Well, now the captain of the warship was very angry. He was not used to people disregarding his commands. He was a captain ruling over many men. For a simple seaman in another boat to ignore his command made him very angry. So he said, "Send another message back to that ship," he yelled. "Tell that seaman on the other boat that we are a mighty ship with guns and with many men on board. We have much ammunition, and we will surely destroy any other ship that crosses our path. Now I order you, move out of our way and move to the south." Then the signal came back again with a final message from the other side. "You may be a mighty ship," the signal said, "but I am a lighthouse on the shore. If you don't move to the north, you will crash your ship on the rocks and be destroyed. Move to the north." When Captain Johnson realized that the signal and the light that he saw was not another ship, but it was indeed a lighthouse built on the rock on the shore, he knew that he had to adjust his direction rather than demanding that the lighthouse adjust his, for he could not survive a collision with the land. Many men in the world today are just like the captain on that boat. We are going in a certain direction that we think will achieve success in our lives. We come against anyone who stands in our way, and we're determined to press through with our own plan and with our own direction. But friends, standing up against us is the Word of God. It is like a mighty rock, and if we disobey it and disregard it, we will have shipwreck and destruction. For God's Word cannot be moved. It is we who must move. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says, "The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the Word of our God stands forever." We must adjust our lives to God's Word, for it is a solid rock that will give us guidance and direction. But when we cross it, it will bring destruction into our lives. Listen to Isaiah 55:11. The Bible says, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Jesus said in John 8:51, "I tell you the truth, anyone who obeys my teaching will never die. A follower will be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever." So let me ask you today, friends, are you following Jesus Christ? Have you listened to His Word, and are you obeying His Word? That is the test. That is the one yardstick by which we must measure our lives. Christ invites each and every one of us to follow Him today. He says, "To any man who is hungry, come and receive from me. To anyone who is anxious for life, come and I will give you peace. To anyone who will believe, I will give you eternal life." The offer to follow Jesus is made to each and every one of us today. But it's a choice you have to make. It's a choice to come and surrender your life to Him. It's a choice to sacrifice your life as a living sacrifice on His altar, so that you might receive the fellowship of His presence and of His Spirit in your life. When you make that choice, when you pay that price, then you can follow the clear path of His Word. His Word will guide you. His Word will direct you. His Word will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path to take you not only through this life, but into eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to take a moment to just talk to you today about your commitment to Christ. Have you ever sat down to wonder about your relationship with Him? Maybe you're listening to me today and you've never given your life to Christ. You've never prayed and surrendered your life to Him. But through the Word of God, you can see and understand today that Christ is calling you to live for Him. But perhaps you're here today and you've heard God's Word for many years. You're familiar with the Word of God, and yet you're not really obeying it. You know deep in your heart that you've sinned against the Lord, that you're living in disobedience. I want to speak to both of you today to give you an opportunity to pray and repent. I'd like to ask you to pray with me right now, to confess your sins to God, and to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and take control so that you can be born again, so that you can be an obedient Christian who's truly in the path of following Jesus Christ. If you would like to, you can bow your heads right now and pray this prayer after me. Shall we pray together? Dear Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I confess my sins to you. I have disobeyed you. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me today by your blood. Come into my heart. Make me born again. I want to live my life for you. I surrender my life to you. Help me hear your voice. I promise to obey you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed today from a sincere and honest heart, I believe that God has heard and answered your prayer. He wants to walk with you every day. He wants to speak with you and guide you on the path that will bring you eternal life. I want to invite you to visit our website at www.revrcw.com. There you'll find the notes for all of our teaching series. You'll find the audio and the video for these lessons on Revelation TV, and you'll find other helpful resources that will guide you and strengthen you in your Christian walk. Remember, the Word of God is your contract with the Lord, that He will guide you and that you will obey it so that together you can achieve His purposes and His destiny for your life. Thank you for joining me today on Revelation TV. I hope to see you on this station at this very time next week for another lesson on what it means to follow Jesus Christ. Next week, we're going to be learning about the consequences for those who follow. And I know the lesson is going to be a blessing in your life. You don't want to miss it. Why not invite some family or friends to join you as you come and view Revelation TV each and every week? Until then, may God richly bless you and watch over your life. I'm praying for you. I love you, and I know that Jesus loves you most. Till next time, goodbye and God bless.
There are hundreds of thousands of apps available, but these apps can't really change your life. Discover the apps that can actually change your life. The Guidance app, the God Works app, the Harvest app, the Jesus in Me app, Gym app, the Generosity app, the Masterpiece app, the Exit app. These are life apps. Hear Pastor Whitcomb teach topics in the Life Apps sermon series at Agape House New Testament Church every weekend in September, October, and November 2012. These sermon series will help you to apply God's Word to change your life for the better. Life Apps. Apply God's Word and change your life. Agape House New Testament Church is located at East Legon, near the ANC shopping mall. Join us for either the Saturday night church, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., or Sunday morning church, 8 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Call us on 054-100-3877 or 054-100-3878 or visit us on our website www.agapehouseghana.org.
It's brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.